For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Oh, shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
Fucking,
Triple E. That just called in and hangs up, you fucking motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
More attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Punch Drunk
Sports. And welcome to our 30th studio, everybody.
We are live.
It's Punch Drunk. We're live. We're winners win in our new studio. Look at this. Look who's all grown up. Joining us, you know who we are. You know what we're here to do. Okay. Join us in studio is our favorite UFC fighter. He's moving now, a California resident. Mickey Gall, everybody.
What's up, baby?
How are you, dude? Great shirt on. You
Thanks.
Get it?
Welcome to
Thanks.
The new studio.
You fucking get it?
Welcome to the new studio.
It's the new studio. What do you guys think?
Well, we've been here for about approximately 90 minutes, and so far, so good. Ari, you're looking good.
Yeah.
You are looking good, Ari. I feel like I'm doing an RT show right now.
Happy birthday to Ari. It was Ari's birthday the other day.
Ari made it! 54 years old!
Happy birthday, you Jew. Happy birthday, you Jew.
Happy birthday, you Jew. Happy birthday, you Jew.
No, because you're mistaken the lyrics.
No, that's the original lyrics.
No, I think that's actually what it's for.
that's the original lyrics.
I'm pretty positive those are the lyrics.
So, Ari, we're proud to say that your years of bitching on our tech, our text thread, just to us, about taking calls has finally paid off.
We haven't taken one yet.
We got calls.
But we can't take calls. That's why we're in a new studio.
Whoa.
Aaron, can we confirm this?
We can take calls. Wow. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the new All Things Comedy Studio, which is beautiful.
Too bad we've lost all our listeners, so no one knows about it yet.
We got thousands and thousands.
If you build it, they will come.
I
think, Ari.
They will.
You guys think Ron will come right now?
What?
I think Ron will call.
Ron will call in. Dude, we're going to be like Meatloaf, where we like went big, crashed hard, got fat, got crushed.
What happened to Ron?
Ron, can you call in?
Yeah, Ron, call in. We know you listen from Canada.
He was probably 22, and then he just got his shit together. He's like, I'm not listening to those dipshits anymore.
Yeah.
Finally getting laid.
Yeah. He was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, what am I doing in my life? This is like getting rid of us is like quitting playing with Pogs or action figures. You're like,
where are you going to be, Ari? Where are you going to
be? Man.
I'm going to be in Salt Lake City a week from, in fact, February 22nd at Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm looking for some free ski rentals for me and Ryan O'Neill.
And pot.
Marijuana?
And marijuana, yeah, pop. I don't know what it's like in Salt Lake. Do they have good pot there? I assume
probably.
They do.
I mean,
if there's money, there's pot.
It's got to be a great place to grow stuff. Jason Tebow, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be singing the national anthem right outside of Hollywood and Highland at 3:00 in the afternoon.
Oh,
so come
nice.
See
That's
that.
A good gig.
Yeah, I appreciate
that
it, man.
That pays good. What's a ham sandwich?
No, it doesn't. No, that would be great. Do you have a ham sandwich guy?
Yeah, I know, dude.
Have him come to my gig.
I got a ham sandwich out of that shit.
Oh, well then. Guys, I'll be eating a ham sandwich on Hollywood and Highland after I sing the national anthem.
Oh, I love it, dude.
On Saturday, and then I am celebrating Cock Blocktober all of February. So if you're trying to get pussy around me,
that's
you're going to get cock blocked.
Amazing, dude. So, I love
that. Have you gotten any good cock blocks? Have you gotten any good ones?
Only on myself, ironically enough. I've only been cock blocking myself repeatedly.
I fucking love it, dude.
Yeah, don't try to get snatched around me, fuckface.
That's good shit. Guys, tonight's comedy.
Sam, where are you going to be for the next 9 years?
Next 9 years. Comedy. I die in 7, so that kind of ruins that. Comedy Chaos is tonight. It's sold out. All right. But Friday, I'm at the Jimmy Dore Show at the Flappers. I'm super excited to do that political show. And then February 22nd, Penthouse presents The Naughty Show. Yes, we got Kenna James, Yoshi and myself and Topco. We're giving away Topco adult toys, vibrators for the ladies.
Where's that at?
That's going to be at the LA Comedy Club in the Stratosphere.
Oh, that
go,
is cool.
So go
Did
to
you skip over Kevin James?
No, Kenna James, not Kevin James. I mean, they both have great tits. I'll tell you that right now.
Good point.
Okay.
His are just real.
Yeah. And then the following night, both Friday and Saturday night, it is Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night. It's at 11 o'clock, LA Comedy Club. Eddie Bravo, myself, Reed Becker out of Houston's going to be going up. And we're doing a night of conspiracy and comedy, both Friday and Saturday nights. All those tickets, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, are available at the LA Comedy Club. And that is Dates Out of the Gates. So what's going on? Talk to us. What are you going to be doing besides banging puss?
I got a bachelor party. I'm the best man at my buddy's wedding this weekend.
That's why you're basically out here. I mean, other than
No. That's in Montreal. But okay. I'm out here to train, and I'm spending like all of March here.
Nice.
Yeah.
You come in anytime you want. Hang
awesome.
Out.
Yeah, I'll be in.
Show sure. some,
you know, be, right, are you moving for the puss? Or are you moving for training?
Training, man. Training.
Are you moving here for tranny puss?
Tranny, yeah.
Hey, some of these look like they've worked out the kinks on some of these. Have you seen some of these?
Yeah, there's
like,
one major kink they haven't worked out yet.
Yeah, that big dick. But besides
there's
that,
one gigantic kink that they still haven't figured out to get me involved.
One thing I forgot to announce: I'm shooting my special.
Oh shit!
Where?
March 25th, Viper Room, two shows. We're working out the dates. So probably going to do like a 8 and a 10 or a 7:30 and a 9:30. So. We'll work it out. So that will be available. Get the email, samtripolylive@gmail.com. Email me if you want to come. It's going to be about 300 people total for both shows. I'm handpicking everybody. No sensitive people. Nobody, you know, just laugh at everything. Just laugh at everything.
Are you going to have a questionnaire you got to fill out before you get the tickets to your show?
Yeah, that's a great point. I should. I want blood types, too.
She's like, I need to taste that puss.
Yeah. Ari, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? You gonna get romantic with whatever fucking chuckle fucker you're hanging out with?
No, I've decided this year Valentine's Day I'm just gonna do spots and enjoy myself and not go by a fucking state-run media holiday.
Oh, tinfoil hat, different podcast, dude, different podcast. Do you guys think that chicks who don't have boyfriends on Valentine's Day tend to give it up at all? Or they just lock it down with cats and ice cream?
I think this is like a big week. Like, it's like around, like, people are thinking about it, and I think there's a lot of fucking going on.
Do the girls feel bad? Do they feel good?
I think they feel bad, and that's kind of why the fucking's going on.
Yeah, they're like, fuck it, I'm going to fuck my way out of
feeling bad is more of a catalyst.
I'm in.
Dude, I've decided this year I'm going to save up all my chlamydia calls and give them all out on Valentine's Day.
Hey,
you got to get tested. I heard something.
That could be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. That would be great. Chlamydia Tuesday.
Why are you calling today? Because I care and I don't want you to go untreated anymore.
Yeah. I don't want you to give it to anybody else on this special holiday. So
yeah, I don't want to
fuck up your night.
Mickey, any rumor to that you're Misha Tate's baby's daddy? Any rumor
it's
to that
true.
You pound that?
It's not true. Nah.
Did you take a shot at it?
Is she pregnant?
She is. Yep.
Everybody's pregnant. Nobody pulls out anymore.
Yep. Cupcake's out of the game.
Speaking of which, where's Fight Nanny? She's probably giving birth right as we speak.
That's great.
How, why did she get any birth? That's so ridiculous that she's fucking pregnant.
Why? What do you mean?
It's our fault.
Are you excited or sad for them?
Because we got her on this show and then we introduced them to each other and then next thing you know.
No, your writers had to fuck our co-host and it ruined everything. Ari. Yeah.
What do you guys say? It's the first punch drunk baby that
it
hasn't
wasn't
been
a bit aborted.
What are our numbers up to, by the way?
For
how
what?
Many have you had, Ari?
My numbers?
Abortions.
Oh, two.
Okay.
Two.
What are you up to?
0.5.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I put you down a flight of stairs.
Okay.
I ain't got that kind of paper.
I'm at two.
I almost had one, scheduled it, and then that's why I say 0.5. And then she had
fell down the stairs.
And then she had an accident.
Oh, that's so great.
But I was very close at a very young age.
There's a chick in Jersey. Her whole scam was telling dude she's pregnant, so they'd throw her $300. So she's literally fucking everything, letting them blow inside her. But and then she'd be like, oh, I'm pregnant.
She should be so, she, you're like, how about just be a hooker and charge five?
How about just do porn?
I like her idea better, honestly. It works better.
I know a lot of girls who have told me they've like hooked up with a guy and then been like, I need plan B. And then not bought plan B, but that was like their breakfast for the next day.
I get that, dude. $50
Like,
$50 They go, yeah. These girls are scammers.
I've heard that. I think it's a Jersey thing. I've heard that.
That
like
is
three
a,
or
that
four
sounds
people.
Like a Jersey thing.
I think my
thing.
Cousin did that too.
It sounds like a Jersey thing.
When
dude.
Did you guys have that talk during what Thanksgiving? I know. So what you been up to? Yeah. Well, I'm charging guys $50 not to fucking have their kid.
Yeah, they call it scam B.
Like, we all have family members. We all female family members, and like, do we think any of our family members are just sluts? Do we have anything?
Oh, gotta be, right?
Right? Like, which one of our... I know I had a couple cousins.
It's more like
that
which ones aren't in my family.
My cousin, this was like, this has to be 21 years ago, had a kid and it came out pretty dark. And she's like, well, we're Italian. We're like, we're not that Italian.
We're not Afro-Italian.
We're not that. Fuck, man. Came out, she cheated on him.
No, Italians can dunk in the sixth grade. Yeah. Can we acknowledge that? Thank you.
Yeah. You guys remember my boy Bill?
Wild Bill.
Yeah, Wild Bill. Yeah.
Where's Wild Bill?
He's good. He moved back to the East Coast.
Did you guys break up? What
No. We're just, it's...
can't take
I'm
the son?
Yeah. He's doing a lot of work in New York. But his cousin, what is a Puerto Rican chick from New York, her, as a child, she said, I'm going to get me a rapper or a ball player. And she now has kids with Fabulous, the rapper.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's called that's
her, that was her.
That's
that
called
was her,
visionaries.
Yeah, she, you know what I mean? She's a millionaire. She's having a good
visionaries.
Time.
Visionaries.
Yeah. She got her a rapper.
A vision board with just like black dick and fucking.
Yeah, that's
chains.
So funny, dude.
Chains.
Black dick on your vision board.
Chains.
So that's so interesting because rappers are a crapshoot.
Yeah.
I feel like some of these chicks get knocked up by famous guys without doing like credit checks first.
You want the rapper that wants to be a producer. That's
take
where
your
the
girl
longer
Amber Rose.
Money is.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah,
don't
she
even
rifles
get me started.
Them.
Oh, she's so great.
Yeah.
But she's such a horrible human being.
I
don't think she's a bad person, but she
Hold on. Can I back up? Can I back up to a horrible human being?
Well, my point is that she does this slut walk, right? She does this slut walk, Ari. She's like, we can walk and, you know, because just because we like to have sex doesn't mean we're sluts. And like, no one's really calling you that. No one's like, oh, look who's here. The fucking slut's here.
I bet a lot of people suck our dick, slut girl. I bet her Instagram
thing is just
people shitting
on
her.
Yeah, they can't fuck her. But the notion
that Amber Rose
is like this oppressed person. And then you see her Instagram. She's like, she looks like a Joker finger blasting herself.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are we fucking talking about here? Who's calling?
That's like her niche, man.
The only reason they hate girls, the only reason people give girls shit who are doing the walk of shame home is because you fucked a guy and he wouldn't give you a ride home. That's the only reason to laugh at them, right? They didn't get a fuck. They're like, okay, I'll drive. Or even
even if you don't think being a slut is terrible, it's still kind of silly to watch somebody in high heels and a fucking glitter dress at 10:45 a.m.
True. Holding their shoes in their hand.
Well, they should negotiate that. An Uber, too. Like a plan B in an Uber. That should be like Jeter gift. You know how Jeter would get gifts out? Like,
yeah,
that's fine.
Bat.
Here's a plan B signed by Tripoli and Uber home. Take care of it. And I'd watch her do it. Take the pill now.
Yeah.
You want to leave or you don't want to leave?
Take the pill. I mean, you can leave in a bag.
Plan B omelets.
Yeah. You can leave in a bag or you could take this pill and kick rocks.
I do joke about how I don't do coke anymore. But I like to fucking crush up Plan B, put in baggies, make chicks do rails of Plan B while I blast inside them.
And it would be nice to snort Plan B. It would be really nice, actually.
And girls laugh at that, and then some girls get...
Why would it be nice?
I feel like that'd be a terrible nosebleed.
Why would it be nice, Ari?
Because it's...
Because you have that
knock and roll. It's like two habits in one. It's like you know, when they have non-alcoholic beer.
Does Plan B make girls bleed out of their vagina?
No.
Okay.
I think it just blocks...
It does.
No.
Oh, this should be fun.
Dissolves
guys trying to figure out Plan B. Johnny, what is Plan B?
It dissolves the baby and little pieces come out. You can see fingernails and like little fingers and like little ears. They're like gooey.
It's like an acid. Like
it forces you to have your period.
That's
really?
What I think.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I'm pretty sure it's a goo monster.
What else biologically would make sense?
I'm going to call my friend who takes it.
I mean, Johnny's looking it up right now.
Johnny, tell us.
You were giving me the last
Mickey Gall, let me ask you a question. Did you switch training camps because the YMCA and fucking Ronkonkoma, New Jersey was no longer cutting it?
Ronkonkoma?
Yeah.
The small town of Ronkonkoma. there's a lot. There's so much high level out here. It's just working with guys like Joe Schilling. I'm going to be living with Eve Edwards.
I love him.
Had 80 fights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a bunch of – So much talent out here.
And they're just
– Do you at all think that your training will get better if you ever get a chance to train with David Luozzo, the Crow?
Hold on real quick.
The Crow?
The drug acts primarily by stopping the release of an egg from the ovary. It may prevent the sperm from fertilizing the egg. If the fertilization does occur, Plan B, one step, may prevent fertilization from attaching to – oh, yeah. So it just plays defense. That's the whole thing.
We need – okay, so what's
like a goalie. It's a goalie. It's just a goalie.
What's that, Ari?
I want the dissolve pill. What's that?
What do you mean?
He's inventing things.
Just melt their insides?
Yes, that's what he's talking about.
You want the battery acid pill?
This is our Valentine's Day episode, by the way,
guys.
It's
a baby targeting
pill. This is what she gets for not being here.
And for not taking Plan B.
Yeah, I can't believe she did.
We should crush up a whole bunch and put in her drink.
I wonder what would happen if she took it right now. Would that fuck the baby up? Would it fuck the baby
up? Yeah, what would happen? Let's prank Fight Nanny by putting Plan B.
Oh, that'd be a good prank. Funny. That'd be a really good prank.
What if you
prank.
Gave a baby Plan B? What would happen?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys
feeding a cow a hamburger.
Bag of bets.
Ari, do you think Nazis did this in concentration camps with Jews? They're like, what if we had them try this and try that?
I think if they didn't, they were missing out.
Yeah, I would say for sure that they should have been doing that.
So we have to figure out, because it is weird to look back at Ari the whole time. So the whole video is going to be
This is kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
This rig should go over here, right above Ari.
I solved it. Can we put a little camera, a little screen here at the front?
Can we put a little
fucking All Things Comedy right there? And that way we're all looking
and
down
And I thought
there.
We were going to have a chef.
Yeah.
I was told there was a chef.
Mickey, you've been to the old studio and the new studio. What do you think?
This is your third studio, right? Your third. You were at the Melrose one, and then you were at the one down the street.
I think I was at that one two or three times down the street.
Yep.
But yo, I've been in the Punch Drunk game since Toad Hop.
You really have.
I'm a Punch Drunk OG.
Yeah, you really are.
Absolutely.
That's why you're here, dog. Yeah. You're number one ace.
Before you were in the UFC, you were in the Punch Drunk game.
Before you just had dreams, and you're
Oh yeah.
What should
that's
I do?
Point.
Yeah.
What should I fucking do with my life?
Do you think maybe you were listening to the show and you're like, you know what? These guys talk about this MMA stuff I've never heard anything about. Should I get in the game?
Punch.
Were you fighting as a kid all the time?
Nah, not much. Not much.
Do you nobody likes getting punched, but is it an adrenaline thing? Is it just something where you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna punch him more? Because if you punch me once in a fight, I would talk about that forever.
Yeah.
Like, I always want to do Jason Else's fight. But I get so scared when I get in there.
I thought you did that.
I did, and I want to do it again.
Yeah, it is scary, but that's kind of what makes it fun. Like, even just doing the podcast and stuff, where you're like, all right, it's now, you gotta go.
That shit gets
you up. It gets you excited.
Yeah.
But also, I love to kick and punch and wrestle and choke people, too. that's just fun, you know.
You know how many women have said that to me? It's incredible.
Obviously, I'm fighting not trained killers at all. But for me, the anticipation of getting hit is even worse than actually getting hit. Now, the guys hitting you are trained, and it's probably fucking gotta hurt. But for me, it's like, that's not that bad. Oh God, he's gonna do it again. You know, you just start tensing up, and you're like, fuck.
Of everybody you fought, who hit you the hardest? And it doesn't even have to be professional fight. It could be sparring or somebody where you're just
the hardest hit. Yeah.
Your
probably my dad. Probably Kevin Gall. I'll tell you the hardest shot I think I ever took in a fight was my first amateur fight. It was a accidental headbutt. Like, we both went to hit each other at the same time and his head hit me right under my eye. It was like a flawless fight. Like, I was completely dominant every aspect. And then I was kind of felt wobbled. His head right going to my
head.
Would
you say you were turning on to Queer Street?
I was turning down that road. No, I was good.
Your ways going in 200 feet, turn down queer street.
Yeah, I've never been like knocked out or like even close to that. But like,
I got knocked out.
You get
once.
Here where you're like bing, like you'll hear like a, you get like a. And then it's like, all right, now I kind of like that. Then you're like, all right, now you're in the fight.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
now
I'm
forcing
you
back,
to focus on only one thing.
Dude, I feel the same way. I feel the same way on drugs. When you're on drugs, you go like, oh fuck, I took too much, and you gotta like excuse yourself and go to another room and just like, oh, you take a knee, you're like fucking out of it. And then when you're back, you're like, I'm back. Let's do all the drugs.
What are the drugs you enjoy doing the most, Ari? You don't like coke. You don't like heroin.
Who likes heroin?
Nobody likes it. I mean, obviously, heroin. A lot of people like it.
That's true. People like it to death.
I'm so blessed. I hate needles. I never got. I'm a go fast guy. That's why I like cocaine. And chicks will.
I'm a chill out guy. That's why I like pot and booze. I never liked speedy things because I feel like I'm naturally like that. So then if I'm like, do coke or anything like that, I'm just this guy. You know what I mean? I just don't do anything.
Let me see that again. What's that look?
Let's see that. Yeah.
I just don't do anything.
Coke, you know what
I
mean?
I can't even put words together because it's too much. Because I'm naturally like that. So I like the pod and the, you know, the chill out shit.
So now in MMA, they've gotten rid of testing for weed now, right? Because it's pretty much legal. It's legal in New York? Is it legal in New York?
Somebody tell the Diaz brothers.
Ari, is it legal in New York?
It's not a criminal charge. It's just like it was in LA when
like a parking ticket.
You get a ticket.
Citation.
But if you're white, it's legal. It's been legal.
Wow. So is rape.
So is rape?
Yeah.
It really is.
Interracial rape.
It really is.
Apparently.
It really is. It's crazy. It's crazy, dude.
Not a lot of black people getting me too'd. They all got thrown in jail on one accusation. They let these people rape 70, 80, 90 times, except for Cosby.
Yeah, they got to make up for black people getting
Cosby
caught.
Was so
Cosby
good.
Was
he
the
was
whitest.
White. He's so
yeah,
white.
Cosby
He's
was whiter so than anybody. Cosby was calling Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy, telling them not to use curse words on stage.
That's
the whitest thing. Move you can do. That's a honky move right there.
Well, it's like we said, I've said before.
It's not, malarkey.
Not all clean comics are assholes, but most asshole comics are clean. We're clean.
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't know.
Most. Not all. Not all. But, you know, the asshole on the road is like, nope, nobody's with me. Ari, why does it look like you clean your place up? Like you painted it? Or
I think
it
it's just
different?
An HD for once. Usually we got him in standard def.
It's just better,
yeah.
So we should take a caller. Can we take a caller?
Can you put out on our Twitter that we have callers, Johnny? I think Johnny's sad he's over there now. Johnny, do you feel like
how's that stadium,
the
by the way?
Amazing.
Isn't it great?
Amazing.
I've heard it's great.
They got so up here, like inside, like if you're looking up at this, it's a circular screen.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You can see evenly the fucking big Jumbotron.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty amazing.
I think the Rams stadium is going to be amazing.
Whose house?
That whole complex.
The LA Rams.
I'm sorry. Whose house?
Rams.
Rams house is the champ.
Okay. I don't know where we're going with that. Did I miss something?
Whose house?
It's a big champ.
Ram it. Come on now. Ram it.
The whole grounds looks cool.
What?
The whole grounds around it looks cool.
Oh,
and ESPN's going to be out of there.
Yeah.
They're moving their whole corporate office.
Oh, they're leaving from Staples Center?
Yeah, their whole corporate thing is going to be right there. Their whole West Coast operations is going to be.
What's your
really?
Team again?
Giants.
Giants.
Yeah, yeah.
You want them to keep Eli?
I mean, yeah, I love Eli, but, you know.
How's your feelings
suck.
About having a Jew thrown the
they
ball
don't have
for
anyone
you?
To put up in
which,
there.
Which Jew?
Rosen. You guys are going to probably get Rosen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Do they have that high of a pick?
They have the number two.
Oh, no shit.
Because and he's already expressed he does want to play in Cleveland.
Bust.
Who does?
I disagree, dude.
I had a number two. He had a number two pick. He's a second round pick.
Who?
Rosen?
Josh Rosen.
No, he's not, dude.
Smart, intelligent player. Lack of talent, Rosen.
He's a great quarterback, dude.
And that's
dude,
why, you know what? This is like when a hot chick walks coverage. Into a party and there's another hot chick in there. This is a Jew against Jew crime right here.
Yeah.
I can throw better than him.
See, that's exactly what it is.
And look, why is he not?
It's like him saying I look better in that dress from Sheeta.
Then
why
is he
that's
not,
what's happening.
I throw challenge.
You're hilarious, Ari.
You want to challenge him to a throw-off?
I have challenged him. Let's go to throw-off. At Putt-Putt. In Maryland, in Aspen Park.
You should tweet that, Ari. Oh, that's right. You can't.
Ari, what's going on?
I have the high score. I've had the high score for years. I'm putting the challenge out. If Josh Rosen wants to take my high score, you're more than welcome to. You can't do it.
What synagogue's he going to go to? What's the synagogue where all the powerful Jews in New York go?
I think it's called Wall Street.
It is what it's called.
All right, have you hit a synagogue while you've been out there? Had the high five? Say hello?
No, I got a Molotov cocktail, and then I was like scoping out places, and then
wow, and then Jesus!
I have the best story.
You gotta walk in with that, bro. The energy for that is like I should have told you this yesterday. Energy.
So, so Ryan Davis is doing a gig working for Dana, and he's telling me the story. And
Dana White.
He starts talking about the podcast. And he's talked to this kid who grew up in L.A., this Mexican kid who grew up in L.A. He was, like, working on this project with Dana. And somehow Ari Shaffir's name comes up. And the guy goes,
"Thank you,
Ari Shaffir?" The Mexican goes, "Yeah." He goes, "The Amazing Racist?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Do you know that guy was the boogeyman when I grew up? When we were growing up, we would go, 'Hey, dude, that fucking Amazing Race is going to come get you, dog. If you don't fucking play, the Amazing Race is going to come and fucking take you out of the country.'"
That's
you
the were best.
You were the boogeyman to a whole, like, neighborhoods of Mexicans.
Wow.
Wow.
If you say his name three times, dog, his nose shows up.
How crazy is that? Ari was the fucking boogeyman.
Hey, dog, he's going to come smell you out of the country, dog.
Hey, Ari, have you ever thought about doing the Amazing Racist healing tour? Or where try to heal wounds?
Where are they now?
Oh, that'd be so... You know, I've always wanted to do a Where Are They Now with the two chicks, one cup.
Like, sure. Yeah, where are they now?
Those chicks, their PA person fucked up.
Overdosed on heroin, probably.
Probably. They should have been touring the country.
They're both dead as fuck. Mickey's so right.
E. coli poisoning.
That's the only answer. That's the only answer.
That would be a funny ass sketch, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You just get two like chicks going, "I was in college. I need the money. It's not who I am anymore. Ugh. It's not what I do. I don't eat fucking poop on my friend's butts anymore."
I always want to do a undercover boss, you know, that show, but it's the Burger King guy with the big ass head, you know, but he just has a big ass fake mustache on top of his, you know what I mean?
I've always
like,
wanted
it's
to do
clearly the Burger King guy.
Jesus Christ. I thought that'd be the funniest one where Jesus comes to a church and he's like just walking around. He's like, "What's going on here?" "I don't know, man. We just look at that kid pretty hot."
In one sentence in your sketch, Jesus is a child molester.
No, Jesus is asking the guys who are working there what's going on. That's undercover boss.
Oh, undercover boss. I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying Jesus walks into a
church. Yeah, I did too.
Jesus ain't down with the diddling, homeboy.
Hey, we got our first call. Let's see how this works.
Oh, shit. We got a call.
Oh, shit. First call.
First call. New studio. You're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Look at this. Hey.
Hello.
Yes, welcome, Annie.
Yes.
All right, you can hear that?
You can.
Hello, sir.
How's it going, boys?
So what's up?
You got a new studio.
You call for Dean Del Rey?
Dean Del Rey, always, man.
I know Axl Rose.
Oh, yeah.
We shared a burrito in Pacoima. So you're the first caller in a new studio, dude. How's it feel?
And you're killing it so far.
Wow us.
And you're gone.
Yeah.
Well,
good.
We killed
okay,
that.
Okay, now we got started. We know we can pick up and we can hang up on them. So that's great.
Can I just give it up for
I don't
Aaron
think we hung up.
This happen.
Like, did we hang up?
We've been in purgatory for 3 years, and it just looks great. Now, is that you, Johnny? Are you running that?
Aaron, do you guys have mics over there as well?
No.
Well, we got to fix that.
Yes.
Because we talk to you guys too much.
We need to fucking fix that. Stop the show. Fucking
Stat.
Fix that. Now. Okay?
Actually, let's just tear this whole fucking place apart. Raise your hand if you got talked to about not destroying this place. All right, we both got a talking to about. Okay,
what,
now, look,
what do you
guys
mean about not destroying? You mean not throwing piss around and shit like that?
Baby oil, urine, cocks, fires, explosions. You were there for the explosion of the fire.
Yeah.
That was outside. That was outside.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, we got another call.
Yeah, we have great video of that explosion, too.
Yeah, I've seen it several times.
I got to send that to you.
Hi, guys. You're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Mickey Gall's
here
talking
Facebook
fucking
Live.
Crazy.
No, we have an actual good camera.
Oh,
got
cool.
It. Bill got
hi,
it.
You're here.
Oh, well.
Hey, what's up?
I got hung up on, so.
Welcome to Punch
Drunk. I like that. I like that. You came back
welcome
for more.
To the program,
fuck you, Johnny.
Bitch.
Hanging up on me,
oh,
Stat Boy.
Oh, fuck, Johnny. Called you out. Johnny. Oh, shit.
I heard him say it.
Oh, man. Oh, come on, dude. We can't do this. We can't do that.
That's a wrinkly sack.
Dude, it looks like a wrinkly sack.
It's like an old man on the sea.
Here's the problem. Look at the fucking window right there. It's rain sight to that fucking dick, man. It's going to make everybody. Aaron's over there stewing like they just fucking traded for Albert Pujols.
Far as high drinks, we can just pan away. All right. Not fast enough, bitches.
Your dick looks like an old man in the sea.
Guys, we're going to take your calls a little later, unless it's very important people. I don't want to just keep going.
Hey, Brent Ernst, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, what's up, guys? What's up?
What's up? Come in.
You just missed Ari's dick. You just missed Ari's dick.
Yeah. Sit down in here. We're supposed to have a
No, stand right in front of the camera. That looks great.
I don't even know where we're at.
Look What's at up? That. Look come at in. That face. Dude, you can come in. Why are you going to sit there like a
look,
weirdo?
We brought another Jew in. Come
so
here,
many us. Jews in one fucking place. Jews.
What's up, Mickey?
Hey, what's Mickey. Up, man? Brett Ernst.
Nice sit down, dude. Nice. Nice. How are you, dude?
No way. This is not going to work.
So he calls me from Vegas. Hey, dude, we got these private parties, porn stars. It's going to be fucking weird. And then it never fucking happens. You can't call somebody and say, show up to a private porn star with private party with porn stars.
You can't say that to Tripoli.
Where chicks are going to go that's probably like ass ass.
That's like telling the 5-year-old retarded kid with cancer that Hulk Hogan's coming to your hospital room today.
Yeah,
If it doesn't happen, his life's over. If it doesn't happen, his life's over.
I don't think he cares about Hulk Hogan now.
I thought you did. The Hulkster was coming.
Shut up, Billy.
Man,
take
you
your
are
pills.
A man of 1,000 voices.
Yes, he's great.
It's fucking amazing.
My favorite is the minor.
Yeah. Can we hear the laugh for the minor?
What minor?
Oh, yeah. The guy how you laugh like a coal miner?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
What's his name?
Yeah. And them gold in them there hills. Yeah.
Are you from Jersey?
Yeah, right. He's from Jersey. We got Jersey. Everybody's good looking from Jersey. From Jersey?
San Diego.
Oh, close.
I was born in Princeton, but I grew up in Passaic, Patterson, that area, North Jersey.
Nice.
Where are you from?
So I'm 20 minutes from Newark.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Did you have any chance of going to Princeton, or that was really out of the gate immediately, right?
What is he doing?
Princeton, because you heard
the
name.
Oh, you can't hear him, can you?
No, I can't.
Princeton isn't in Jersey, is it?
It is, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yes,
yeah,
of course it is. It's South Jersey.
He said
Hi, Ari.
He said you had no chance
Hi,
of going
Brett.
To Princeton.
How are you, buddy?
How you doing, buddy? Where are you at?
I'm in New York City.
Oh, nice. Do you miss Duncan?
A slice of pizza.
Do you miss Duncan?
Spumoni Gardens.
He's such a fucking bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Why? What happened?
Good God.
Because he moved to New York, and I was like, let's do a podcast about comparing New York to L.A., the good and the bad. And he was like, honestly, man, I've been thinking about this. L.A. is so shitty, it's not even worth talking about. Like, you don't even talk about it. It's just irrelevant. It's an irrelevant place.
Does that mean
and
we don't exist anymore?
Year, he is now back living in L.A.
But what I will tell you, I don't see him doing any stand-up. I never see him.
He's a two-a-weeker, maybe one.
He just is a guy who loves doing his podcast and just hanging out with, like, waif supermodels who could be underage, and he likes to shoot bow and arrows. That's what he does.
Whatever makes you happy.
He shoots bow and arrows.
Yeah. By the way, you say that like it's
Never
a bad thing.
No, we were. I was at his place before he moved to New York, and he had a pool in the, you know, and then but he
pull
had
up a seat, man.
He had
well,
a
actually, we got to get going, man. We're in the middle of a meeting.
Oh, okay.
Just popped in.
Oh, that's cool.
I haven't seen Ari in a while. Hi, Ari.
You miss him much.
What's up, Freddie?
Look at Ari's head.
I miss you.
The Propecia is working, Ari. It's working. It looks like you're somewhat have
hair
still.
I just want to go on record before I leave that I actually took Philly and the money line, and I told you that was going to hit.
I took Philly,
yeah,
too.
I like that.
I took Philly. I won $45.
Nice.
Spent it on a fucking
big money. Big money.
By a hot black ass chick.
All right, listen. Love you guys.
I got to go, man.
Thank you. Bye, Ari.
Bye, Brett.
Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Bye,
Heather. Hey, nice meeting you, buddy.
Hey, nice meeting you.
So let's real quick, man.
Let's do an ad. Let's do an ad.
SeatGeek, everybody. SeatGeek for all your ticketing needs, man. It's just that simple. Our friends at SeatGeek have made ticketing just 1, 2, 3. Go to SeatGeek app, download the SeatGeek app, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK.
It is crazy easy.
It is crazy easy. Let's see what's coming here. What are you into? Are you in any concerts or what?
Whatever.
You look like you like rap rock. Are you into rap rock?
Yeah.
Hey, if you're in LA, you want to go to the dunk contest?
Oh, go to the All-Star game, yeah.
All-Star game, dunk contest
by the way,
coming up.
SeatGeek has a new, I don't know what it's called, the fucking Detail or whatever, a new thing they're offering where they have a Sibian where you can sit on a cock, and that's called the Geek.
I like that.
Yeah, it's women only, but it's also now they're taking it in Hungry.
That's a stadium seat?
Yeah, with
a Sibian attached?
It's like, how bad do you want to go to the show, lady? Sit on this fucking vibrating dick.
So it's like you take care of everything at once.
Yeah.
So it's more that should be a more expensive ticket.
Well, you know, these chicks.
Yeah, it costs more than a regular ticket for sure.
And it's the dildo's made of cocaine. Look at the price of these tickets. Because you know that the All-Star Game is, as Brody calls it, the Black Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's where there are 100,000 people come into town for this. And it's chaos.
Yeah.
It is chaos. Some of the hottest black strippers come into town. And look at the prices of these things.
Plan B should sponsor that.
Nobody's using Plan B. And this week, it's all about getting pregnant.
Everybody,
this is everybody's lottery week. Yeah. Can I get the lottery?
9 months from this week is going to be a little boom.
Yeah. Well, Arizona.
Well, in Philadelphia, for sure.
A lot of little baby Kyrie's getting born.
So go to SeatGeek. I mean, what's your favorite band?
Are they going to have?
I have a band.
Is that floor going to be purple
or
really red?
You don't like music? You know who else is like that? Chris D'Elia. He's not really a music guy.
I don't have, like, if I could see one act right now.
Insane Clown Posse.
I've been liking Uncle Murda.
Uncle Murda, look that up.
There's no Uncle Murda.
Where's Uncle Murda? How do you spell that? Uncle Murda?
You guys never heard Uncle Murda?
No, dude, look at me.
He's a Brooklyn rapper.
Oh, no Uncle Murda.
He's good.
No, bummer.
You guys never heard of, he does like these yearly wrap-ups where he talks shit about everything that happened and like,
the whole year.
Yeah, it's really, really funny. Really funny.
He looks upset.
Yeah, he's got a couple bodies on him. You know,
he's putting in his time.
Yeah.
If you want to go see Uncle Murda, you just go to SeatGeek. Put in Uncle Murda, which obviously is not spelled like murder. It's with an A because that makes it different. And
well, it's not racist.
What?
Obviously, it's with an A. No one thought it was Uncle Murda with an R E R.
Right.
That's
right.
The racist way to say it.
Yeah. Right. Was that racist? What I said?
Yeah, you can't say murder.
Do not buy those Giants Dodgers tickets on April 1st. That is a practical joke. That is April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I always get my tickets
for baseball.
Okay, good enough. Let's move on.
All right, SeatGeek, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get your tickets.
$20
off. Okay, let's talk about two things that we got to get to while here. The Cavs trade. It's huge. It's the hugest thing in basketball right now. All these trades. What the fuck is up with the fucking East?
Fill me in.
Well, basically,
the Cavs traded half their team.
The Cavs signed some great players from 2008, and they signed all these guys like Dwayne Wade, Derrick Rose, sure. Isaiah Thomas. These guys are all great players.
Thomas is younger. But he wasn't working out.
Because he's a ball dominant guy, and I'm telling you,
doesn't play defense.
When you go from playing the Celtics, right, in these high pressure playoff things, and then you're just supposed to go hang out with the other team after. I don't think it's that easy. I think these guys get invested. What?
Kevin Durant handled it.
Well, I personally think Kevin Durant threw the series, and that's my opinion. He threw the series. He didn't want to play with Russell Westbrook anymore, and he wanted to go play for the Warriors, and he threw the fucking series. But
opinions of Sam Tripoli do not represent the opinions of Punch Drunk Sports.
No, they do 100%.
Why couldn't they win and he could go play?
Because if you
to say he threw the series implies
really far,
he could have won and chose to
an
not
emotional,
win.
Emotional. I don't know one guy who's a main player on a team that wins a championship or goes to a championship that leaves the team. There's almost this keep together, see how far you can go. I don't think he wanted to do that. It's like when LeBron James after I heard some crazy ass shit.
The fuck just happened to you?
Oh, I got some good for you, Ari. Ari, I got some good for fucking you. You want to hear this?
Guess what? Kids in Portugal used to call you the fucking Yeti.
So I'm at the comedy store, and there's this chick who hangs out at the comedy store. Her name is Kim. It's Kim. She's got the biggest fucking tits. She works at the Improv. I mean, she's just got monster tits. And, of course, there's this drunk black guy following her behind her. And I recognize him from this TV show. And I'm not going to say what show it is because he's pretty shit-faced when he's talking to me. So I'm like, hey, do I like your shit? And he thought I was being phony, and I didn't really know who he is. I'm like, I'm a big NBA fan.
A current show right now?
Yeah. I love your show. I'm a big NBA fan, blah, blah, blah. And we start talking. And I go, you know, this shit going on with LeBron right now and the Cavs. This is why Kyrie left. He goes, That isn't why Kyrie left. I know why Kyrie left. I go, what? He goes, I have some really good intel. Someone on the inside, and they told me, we're going to play a game. Why did LeBron James, why did Kyrie Irving force a trade out of?
They fucked the same girl?
What?
They fucked the same girl?
Bing, bing, bing.
Fuck someone's
LeBron
wife.
Fucked his girl.
What?
His girl, dude. And that happens all the time on the Cavs, dude. All the times. They're like the Cleveland cuckolds. They fucking all just fuck each other, and he forces his way out. And that's why this whole thing about Kyrie and poor LeBron, it's like LeBron, if it's true, and he goes, I got really good sources, if it's true.
Wow.
And then who else did that happen with? That was Steve Nash, and was it Jason Richardson or Richard Jefferson?
No. It was a guy who used to be on the
I think it's one of those that just
No. It's light-skinned black kid.
Light-skinned black kid?
Yeah, that's Richard Jefferson.
That happens a lot in the NBA, too.
Oh, tattoos.
Fisher, that happened with Fisher, and that happened with Derek Fisher and some
the
other.
The Cavs all the time. Remember Bynum fucked the assistant coach's girl?
Yeah, because there's nothing to do in Cleveland but fuck. It's cold. It's shitty.
Indianapolis.
You can't go anywhere. Same thing,
Indianapolis. Indianapolis.
Nothing to do there. I grew up
what
in that
about
neck of the
woods. Indianapolis?
There's nothing to do but stay inside and fuck.
They had that court, and somebody fucked somebody else, and that was it.
Yeah. That's what happens. Remember Paul Gasol when he couldn't play and it turned out somebody on the Lakers fucked his girl? Remember that? And people got fucking really weirded out. And I think it might have been the same guy. Who was that fucking, who was the guy that they thought knocked up Steve Nash's girl?
Yeah, and I'd like his name. I'd like
when he got when the baby came out, he's like, oh, fuck.
I know who that is.
I'm out, dog. Yeah. And he fucking left.
Who's that?
Yeah, it was some fucking, I forget. And he's light skinned. He was a scorer. He came off the bench, shooting guard. I just can't remember his fucking name. They're saying it was Jason Richardson.
That's what I heard.
Oh, man. Oh, and look how dark that dude is.
There's no way. You can't dilute that.
And, you know, here's the whole thing, dude. And you know, he always. Hey! Wait, turn it off. You hear that? People are going to go fucking weird. All right, can you mark that time so you know what time we did that? Maybe we could pull that little part later on.
It sounded awesome.
It sounded like somebody was like doing some porn, compilation porn. You ever watch compilation porn? That's the song they use. Where it's like, next shot. Nobody's with me on that one? Yeah,
I don't like soundtracks to my porn.
I love compilation porn. It's just the hits. Let's get to the hits. Let's get the weirdness and get to the hits. So they traded. Basically, they got all these guys, and then they're like, it's not working. These guys are all old. They don't want to put up with LeBron shit. LeBron was getting his Kobe Bryant moment.
Dude, a lot of times that shit doesn't. The five superstars doesn't always work in the NBA.
No,
yeah.
You know.
You have to. Here's the thing,
because you need
Isaiah Thomas said it best. Basketball, it's not about basketball.
Which Isaiah Thomas?
The Detroit Pistons. It's about how everybody gets along in that fucking in that locker room. And if
that
you don't
chemistry,
yep.
And they were saying like the Clippers, same thing. It was fucking cold.
This is one like 13-20 or some 15-20 or some shit.
I feel bad for Blake. You can just tell he's miserable, dude.
Go from L.A. to Detroit.
Detroit. Fuck. It's probably better for his game, though.
Did he have to break up with that girl now?
What?
Did he have to break up with that girl? That Kardashian?
I don't know. They love to follow their dicks. They do it all the time. They'll follow them to different.
Detroit and live there? Come on.
She's not moving to Detroit.
No, dude. She's too
She'll
young.
Just be like, you go live there fucking 6 months.
And I'm going to go fuck World. Other pro athletes. I mean, like, dude, if you were a hot chick, wouldn't you fuck? Oh, you remember when Kate Hudson just went on a fuck spree and she was just banging every actor and musician out there? She was just like, why not? Why not? Why not be Katie Manzella on a higher level with fucking more G's?
If you're a super hot chick and you don't want to do anything other than fuck people.
Back in the day, before you were in the UFC, there was Ariani and this other blonde that was the ring girl to UFC. What?
The blonde was crazy.
And she was just fucking everybody. Because just imagine if you were a chick and all these dudes are coming out.
I know what you're talking about. I remember, yeah.
Fucking shredded. And they're just like, hey, boom, cock piece is rocking. Like, that's kid in the candy store. That's like us being tall boy in a Victoria's Secret bathroom. Yeah.
Going upstairs with a fighter and then coming down and then going up with another fighter.
The only person I've ever seen do that is Brian Callen. One time when we were very young, way back in the day, fuck five chicks in one night. He would just grab girls, bring them up, come down. Bring them up, come down. Bring them up, come down. Champion. Just champion.
Viagra.
I don't even want to fuck that much.
No, but that I think
four,
he was like,
maybe three or four in an hour. That'd be cool.
Joe, just a cool three or four.
Just like a half hour, you know, knock out five or chill. Six, but then I'm out.
Something chill.
The UFC girls are hot.
Romantic.
But my opinion is the hottest ones are when they go on foreign, and it's not like this feminist bullshit, and they just get talking blow-up dolls.
Yeah,
like
they're just...
Like Bellator did it for a while, too. For a long time, Bellator chicks were just porn stars. You know, who could hold a sign and walk. And I'm like, that's what I like. That's what
you
I like.
You used to have that French one who was like, used to be a French Canadian. Used to be like a street hooker. Not a street hooker, but like an upscale
escort,
hooker.
High-end escort. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. If I was high, I'd be selling my fucking snatch, too.
You've had your stuff on friends for the last 6 months.
I couldn't sell my asshole for a fucking ham sandwich right now.
Hey, you promised me one ham sandwich
after
the national anthem, too.
I better fucking get lucky.
Don't be taking back my ham sandwich, fuckface.
I respect the shit out of that. Yeah, so the trades were fucking crazy, dude. The trades were crazy. I feel like a lot of people got good. You know what? If I was Sacramento, dude, I would trade for Kevin
There's all
Love.
This talk about how, now the Cleveland is in the driver's seat in the East. Like, are they? They played one game.
Well, the East is really diluted, dude. There's only three teams in the East, four maybe. I mean, the Phillies getting better, but you got Toronto, who's our killers. And if we don't talk
about that, Larry Nance Jr. is where his dad's jersey.
That
is
cool. And that kid can play, man. They got a good squad.
He could win the dunk contest. He could win the dunk contest.
For sure, dude. For sure. They got a good squad. Now they have, like, LeBron can score 20. George Hill can score 20. Hood can score 20. Kevin Love can score 20. Who else they get? They got a fucking bunch of people.
You think they sent Wade back to Miami just as like a nice thing to do?
He's got nothing left.
Yeah. He's like, he wasn't getting playing time. He's like, get back. That's your Miami.
You'll at least sell a few tickets on your last 3 months.
And people said
Cleveland was giving up. They're like, look, they can't compete, so they're giving up and rebuilding. It's like, well, LeBron just did go to fucking six straight finals. Like, why not just continue that streak till it's over and then rebuild?
Derrick Rose is like the real problem is between his head. He's a crazy fucking person.
My cousin's daughter is 7. She does not know an NBA finals without LeBron James being in it. She just thinks he's always going to the finals, and that's just the NBA.
That's fucking
LeBron
nuts.
James playing basketball in June her entire life.
That's a lot of
that's
miles,
crazy.
Too, dude.
A lot of miles.
Well, the East has just sucked. The East has sucked. They just don't think. I think this year it's going to be a lot harder for LeBron.
You think LeBron James can fight?
No.
No.
You think he can fight?
No. Nope. I think if you gave him some training, he would
he's athletic.
He should have a little something.
Remember Shaq throwing punches? Like, he just, like, throw like this.
No matter what, though, that's like getting hit by one of those tree monsters in the fucking Lord of the Rings thing. I mean, it's just so much momentum. His fists have to look like hams, giant hams.
Protected since he was 12. They never let him fight. They never let anybody push him around. That guy's been coddled.
Who are you talking about? LeBron or
LeBron.
Diesel?
LeBron James.
But also Shaq's size kind of protected him.
He's a
French
faggot.
Don't want to fuck with the big guy.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah.
Charles Barkley did.
Yeah.
Love to fuck with him. Love to fuck with him.
Didn't they say like Barkley gambled like lost $30 million in like gambling?
Oh,
maybe
dude.
More.
He came to PF Chang's when I was working
Jordan
there
bet a
after
lot.
He dropped $100,000.
On what?
Gambling. In the night.
Oh. I thought you meant a PF Chang's. He bought 100. I'm like, what do you do? Buy? I'll take the whole fucking
place. All the dumplings.
I'll take the whole fucking place.
All the dumplings. All the dumplings.
So wait, I feel like we just reached the Punch Drunk Sports quota. When are you guys shoving hot dogs up each other's asses?
Oh, look at you.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
What's going on with
that? And they're excited about that happening.
I gotta say, as a fan of the show, a longtime listener, I don't believe Sam's gonna do it.
Oh, a lot of people.
Do you believe Ari's gonna do it?
A lot of people.
I think Ari will for sure do it.
Now, did you hear my new twist that I'm willing to do for Ari?
I don't think I would do it.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Can I just tell you something though?
If he puts
a look at us,
if he puts a soft one in his ass halfway, I'll take a bite out of it. The half that's sticking out.
Here's the thing.
I believe that too.
Here's the thing.
And then
he owes. He owes three. He owes three.
You're mm-hmm. three?
He owes two.
I missed my chance.
But I just feel like he's much more comfortable with like that asshole
stuff.
Oh,
I know what the third one is.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, I don't want to, you know, I'm going to do it. I have to do it.
What do you mean you missed?
You guys going to like lube it up?
Over a year. Over a year.
What do you mean you missed your chance? What do you mean you missed your chance?
Because I was in a bar and the Olympic ceremony was on. The fucking
ooh, that would have been. I don't know if I accept that. That's too easy.
Dude. It's too easy, dude.
It has to be random.
I thought we sat on a bus or a train.
Well, we just said not at a place where it would naturally be going. And during the Olympics, a USA chant in a sports bar
couldn't
is
be more
pretty,
typical.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm surprised you didn't walk into it already happening and record it and say you started it.
You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to be on the subway and go, "Hey, America just won the gold and whatever."
I think that's fair.
I'm all right with that.
That's fair.
Very fair. I think that's
what
okay.
What is the number of people he has to get to do it? It's got to be
2,000.
Shut up.
What number? 10? 10? 5?
10.
I mean, it really depends where it is.
Cool.
If you're, in a bus train and there's only 7 people on there, but you get a good USA chant going, I'd be willing to accept that. But if you're in a fucking full train and it's a 500 people in there and only 2 people do it, that doesn't count.
What train is he taking with 500 people?
Who knows? He's always in China. You could get a good.
That's a good
if
point.
You got one going in China, I would be floored.
That's a good point.
That
would be funny, dude. I
so
would
are you guys going to do it in this new studio?
Yeah, they're
you
excited
do it out
about
there
it.
At that little.
I don't know.
No. We're going to do it in the studio. Aaron has to smell it.
Aaron's not going to be cool with that.
Here's what I don't
Magical
like.
Is never going to use us in anything ever again.
We need. What has he used in us with us before?
My point is, like, I'd like to be. Rudolph wants to play in the reindeer game once in a while.
Well,
you're saying Aaron wants to shove a thing up his ass too?
Yes,
I'll
Aaron, are you in? Aaron, we can't see him
Can
from
I
where he is, but I think
the,
he's giving us a thumbs up.
What a shocker. Aaron said no.
I'm going to get my friend to shove hot dogs up my butt.
I am willing to say, since I won this bet, that you both can pick whoever you want. You guys
I
get
like
your
that.
Own caddy.
Okay.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Johnny, when are we?
Ren is easy?
When are we electrocuting yeah. his
yours?
Nuts? And when is
never
walking?
That happened.
Come on, dude. You got to do it before we do the hot dog. You have to pay those off.
I'm not doing the nuts.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not. You got to read what the card says.
It said neck or nuts.
No, that's
and
not. No.
Below it in parentheses, it says.
You added that, dude.
No, yeah, he did.
It said, if you have
bullshit.
The balls and I don't have the balls.
Bullshit. That's bullshit. No,
that we're not tasing my balls. I said I'll wear a
bullshit.
Shock collar.
Fine. You want pussy out? I'm fine with it. He's a pussy. And then I don't want to be called the fucking Welcher because I paid all my bets, okay?
Hey, well, for once you did, except the old ones where we've already decided you're never going to pay those off.
Oh,
so let's move
shut
on.
Shut the fuck up.
Mickey,
I owe one thing. E2
who is
Brute.
Your next fight? Would you be willing to have him come in and pick a bag of bets between you two?
What?
Who's your next fight, and would he be willing to come in and bag
I don't know who it is yet, but yeah, I would totally be open to that.
That would be unbelievable. If you guys were paying off a bag of bets after your fight against
I tried to get Sage to do a loser shaves their head.
Oh, I do remember
I like that.
Yeah.
You would look better bald than he would.
Oh. Yeah.
You would look you probably I imagine you've been bald a lot.
No.
Or like
but yeah, I've had some crew cuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Sage is his hair is like it seems like his strength.
Yeah, yeah. He seems kind of vain.
What do you think's going on with the UFC
the
right
other
now?
I would go the other way and go loser has to get white dreads for a year.
Oh, cornrows? That'd be hilarious, dude.
Yeah,
I
white
love
person with
that. Cornrows.
Just white, a couple white boys. We're trying to,
white dreads.
Look crazy.
Just everything about you says you play hacky sack.
Cornrows would be great. That'd be great.
But cornrows look like you're like, you know, you're like growing your hair out and like having that for fighting. White dreads looks like you got to get your shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, dude. I think it'd be,
So do we have a date, guys?
No.
Do we have anything going here? Because like, this is a big one.
Okay. I'll pay him off, but I'm not shocking my balls.
Well, I've said that repeatedly. So
that's not what
when,
the bet
when
is.
When Ari's in L.A.,
if you listen to that episode, if you listen to that entire episode,
All right. When Ari's in L.A., you guys got to do it.
Whether he pays off the shit. I'm not saying I wear a shock collar the whole time. I'm saying it's dangerous to tase my balls repeatedly.
Okay, man, it's not fucking healthy to put a hot dog up my ass.
It's a lot healthier than this.
No, it's not. No,
sure it is. In a condom.
People in porn have been fucking shocking balls forever, dude. It's not fuck. We're not going to put an electric and hook you up to a fucking jet.
What's
going to
happen is you're going to shock my balls every 30 seconds for two straight hours.
No. Ball
shocking. And then you're going to half-ass put a hot dog in your ass.
No, that's not true. While I'm getting a hot dog shoved up my ass, I'm going to shock your balls. And that'll be the greatest show ever.
I bet Sam does the hot dog in his ass, like when you pretend to put the fork in your mouth, like.
Hey, wait. How about we do this? How about we shock your balls while he puts a hot dog in his ass? We all do that on the bus while I start a USA chant.
There we go.
While I'm dressed like a tranny.
Yes. Yes.
Knock them all out.
Yes.
Knock them all out at once.
Yes. Yes.
When you come to LA, Ari?
It all works.
I don't know. Maybe on the way back from Australia or the way to Australia, but that won't be till like May or April.
Yes.
Okay. You're not here for a while.
I love it.
I think the fans could wait till May or April.
It's going to happen. Dude.
I mean, the longer we wait, the more we get to talk about it, the more content we have.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. It's upsetting to me.
I'm sorry I lost because I was practicing.
What are the best SI odds on Sam Tripoli pushing out of this?
BetDSI.
Yeah, we'd have to talk to our friends at BetDSI.
The
odds are very low of you pushing out on it. The odds are actually higher of you liking it. People are thinking Ari's going to actually like enjoy this. I know he's not going to enjoy it. Ren Azizi, that's your caddy, right?
Yeah, I want him working in and out, a little in and out.
I don't know who I'm going to get. Might get Fight Nanny.
She's not pregnant. She won't be pregnant anymore.
I'll find a pregnant chick in a bikini to do it.
Nice.
And why we play that song? I seen footage. Hello. Yeah, I'm in. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Should be interesting.
I like this.
ATC?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is a nice studio. And
I like it too.
It really is nice.
I like it too.
I wish we could see Aaron more. I wish they were mic'd over there. And I wish we didn't have to look at Ari backwards.
I like Aaron in a cage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the backwards thing is a little weird. Unless we can put the computer on that side and like
I'm
over
just
going to
look at you right there. I like that. I do think we should use this to put a video on there. But, you know, we can't. This is just the first week of the studio. The studio's going to grow.
It's day two.
And
it's day
two.
Do
wonderful things.
What? It's only day two.
You know?
What do you got next?
What do you mean?
What's your next fight?
I don't have anything set yet. I think I'm going to fight.
Mickey Paul's been dropped by the UFC.
Breaking
news. Are
you
excited about your fighter in it?
Yeah, right.
Is that cool? You're in the fight in the video game?
Yeah. That's cool.
I saw that. That's cool.
Yeah. What are your strengths on there? What are your weaknesses? And what pissed you off?
I didn't get too pissed. It was all pretty down the line. They had my grappling really good, and then my striking was just all right.
Have you done any fought fucking heavyweights on the video game?
I haven't played it yet.
Oh, really?
I've seen some footage of it, but yeah, that's cool as fuck.
It's pretty bad. Cool. I mean, yeah, you're in a fucking UFC video game.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I want you to fight that guy you just fought. I want you to get back to it.
Yeah, me too. Dude, I had to fucking like...
I think you had him at moments, dude. You had him.
I fucked up leading up to the fight. Like, I think I went down to Madison Square Garden. I warmed up. I ate one more time, and like I did not digest at all. I spent like my whole warm-up time taking a shit.
Oh, really?
Like, trying to take a shit. And I like couldn't. I kicked the pads for like a minute. Went out there cold. And then just like it was also a little bit like my inexperience.
He's
like I
should have.
There's a few things I know, like watching like drive me crazy. Right after the fight, I had like Tourette's like 10 times a day. I just like fuck, like just thinking about it.
I get it though.
It's the fucking worst.
I was
I had a little bit of conceit in my jiu-jitsu, and I thought, you know, all right, if he's on the ground with me, I'm gonna get him in a matter of seconds. I'm gonna get him. Really, yeah, after. And the moves I was using weren't ideal on a long torso opponent.
Dude, so long,
so
that guy.
I kept going for it, and I kept thinking, all right, if I'm going to keep going for it, I'm just going to get it. If I, like, game of numbers, I keep putting it up there, I'm going to get some. I didn't. I should have pushed up, got back to my feet, and like banged him out. You know,
so
but,
long.
Yeah, I'll get that one back.
Yeah, I'm excited about.
I'll get that one back.
Everybody gets a fucking L. Dude.
Little decision loss.
Everybody,
I'll be, you know,
dude.
I'm cool.
Everybody does it, man. It's like better to lose. And then
I learned a lot. I've learned from that this fight. Just like even not just you know. Just, I just learned a lot.
You're learning. You're, you know, you are. You're the Brandon Schaub of MMA, where he's the Brandon Schaub of comedy. Like Brandon Schaub is learning comedy in these giant fucking situations, whether it's the main room or it's theater stuff. So you're learning MMA, and you're a gladiator
in the
highest level of. It's like a lot of these guys, they lost a couple in these amateur, and they learn from that where nobody could see it.
Yeah.
So. Like
the biggest, yeah, my whole career will be in like the spotlight.
Yeah, yeah.
I had my UFC debut. I was 1-0.
Yeah,
usually guys are 10-0, 11-0
against a sexy opponent on paper.
Which
once you got your second fight, when you finally got
to... Well, the three
to,
of them, yeah. My first UFC fight was Jackson. I beat him in 45 seconds. Yep. And then I had, CM Punk, which...
And that
was,
locked in
like,
the Punk fight,
thing,
which you were already calling for.
Yeah.
So that kind of was like, hey, man, this guy just
and
ran through
Michael
Jackson.
And he hasn't fought since.
I think they're going to have him fight...
I saw a thing on Instagram that he was training somewhere. Somebody had posted.
I hope he comes back. I don't know why people hate that
it's
guy.
It's funny. I was talking to Joe Schilling, and he was saying, you know, I think, you know, CM Punk, things happen. People freeze up in front of the lights. I think you should I should rematch him and, you know, give him another shot. Maybe he could be better than me, CM Punk. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know if that helps. I think you got too much to lose, but you'd like to light him up. Nice, quick L. Just eat him up. Just eat him
up.
You never know. He might be better.
He might have froze up. You never know, you know.
He's been in the light 75 times.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, afterwards, now you have your parties after the fights.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like, what are those like when you win, and what's that's like when you lose?
Oh, man, it fucking sucked.
Do you still have...
We had an after party.
Were people
not
talking to you?
No, everyone was talking to me, but I didn't want to see any of these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, I'd see, people that... people that I was expecting to celebrate with, and they're just, like being like, hey, man, you did great. And I'm just like, fuck you. I felt terrible, you know?
It's got to be hard, dude.
It's rough. But I had a shitty month after it.
You take
but
it out
then
on
I,
some puss?
Yeah.
At night?
Yeah, no.
You're like, yeah,
no.
Who's going to win on these
sad.
Scoring cards?
I was, like, sad for about a month. But I'm good. I'm through it. I'm stronger for it.
And now, what do you think of Ronda Rousey? And I think What's-His-Face did that, too, the guy that just lost. Where they don't necessarily want to talk about it right after. Like, is that kind of part of it where it's like you get to go enjoy the press conference?
I'd say the vets probably can. I'd say someone like Ronda who, like, had, you know, like, had so much. It was so much, and then to get all torn down. Like, the first losses
right
are tough.
She had a huge fall.
That's what people told me.
Fall.
Like, some people, like, they were like, yo, like, the first one stings. Like, that first loss. You know, I've been doing MMA since I was, like, fighting since I was, like, that was the first time I lost of all my training. You know what I mean?
In how many years?
I was in Madison Square Garden on the GSP card, you know, so.
Yeah, but, dude, you know, man, you fought a dude that is never going to be able to fight. I don't think you'll be able to fight
that way. But I beat him 9 out of 10 times, too.
I would watch that, dude. Yeah. He's just so long.
Yeah, he's a long motherfucker.
Like, he looks like he's like that guy from Street Fighter that fucking through.
Yeah.
It's like, it's such long. But I think what you're gonna, if you guys meet up again, you're gonna.
I guarantee I finish him.
I would love to watch that fight again.
Guarantee. It'll happen.
What do you think with Luke Rockhold? Where do you think he goes from here?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of bummed. I do really like Rockhold.
I call him
Giant Brian Callen.
Giant Brian Callen. Does he look like a humongous Brian Callen?
I don't have answers now.
But I think he fights Weidman.
I'd like to see that
rematch.
It'd be
a fun fight, right? You know,
it is.
That's who took Weidman's belt.
That's right.
And it was a war.
That was the beginning of the not beginning of the end for Weidman.
They were supposed to rematch, and that's how Bisping. But then Weidman got hurt, and that's how Bisping got the fight
exactly
against him
right.
when Bisping became champ.
Yep.
Why does it seem like it in the UFC more than anywhere? Where like if you lose that belt, it is like so hard to get
because
back.
There's a list of four people behind you that could argue a title shot.
Right.
Unless it was a close fight or a shitty decision, you got to go to the back of that line.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy.
And then if you lose one or two times before you get to that title shot, you're even fucking further back.
They say it's harder to stay on top than like get there. Like, it's like that expression, like, the king doesn't want to go to war when he's sleeping in satin sheets.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the hungry young guys, like, they, like, they're
rock.
Yep, that's true.
Everyone's, chomping at a bit.
I mean, that's why the heavyweight belt, it's like, here's your belt, I mean, three title defenses is, like, the longest ever of all time now.
And he's the greatest.
Also, because all those guys have one-punch knockout power.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's why it's such a sexy division.
I think that if Stipe beats Kane, he goes down as maybe the greatest heavyweight of all time. That's the one guy I'd like to see him beat.
Velasquez?
Verdum had a chance at that, being called the greatest of all time. He beat Kane, and he beat Fedor, and then he just, you know, Stipe Miocic took
that. I don't really like that they're doing Cormier and Stipe.
I
guess it's cool it's a super fight, but I don't really like Cormier.
I don't mind
but what
Cormier.
If?
Yeah, nah, I mean, but also it's like.
But what if he does? What if he actually wins that? Because I think a lot of people think that
could,
about DC.
He could win. He's a beast.
If DC wins that fight, you gotta fucking really acknowledge what this guy has done.
DC, I think DC. His problem is he went up against
boring.
Someone like Jon Jones, who was like so.
He's the worst.
Who?
DC.
Why?
Because he's fucking lost twice. And he's still the champion. No one really respects him as that. He's fucking annoying. He's corny. He's so fucking corny.
Maybe it's his corniness I don't like.
I just feel like he, you know, when you go up against, you know, my boy Jon Jones, 607 for life, that you you end up, you know, like Jon Jones
was
loved.
You end up getting a win when you lost the fight.
Well, you know, it's just like, it's just he's loved. Jon Jones is loved. We watched him grow up into this amazing guy and go through these amazing, just think of the murders row he went through at 205, Jon Jones, and beat them all handily.
Handily.
You
as
know?
A young man. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then he kind of went through this crazy thing where, like, fame can get to you. And it's, you know, my theory that, you know, black guys go crazy when they get famous. And he just got a little nuts and probably had a concussion here and there that shish kebabbed his brain a little bit. And he just went nuts. But DC was going up against that. And so Jon Jones, no matter what he does, is always going to be a darling. Guys are just
I feel like
see, looking over my shoulder.
I feel like
I'm on MSNBC lockup and that guy's in fucking like tough.
He disappointed a lot of people.
Scared straight.
Yeah. What's going on? I feel like I'm in an aquarium right now, and they're like, what are the animals doing?
Can we take some fucking calls?
Yeah, take some fucking calls.
Let's take a call. New studio, take calls. Oh, my God, we only 30 minutes left.
Yeah, take some calls. Get on the call line.
I wonder if GSP is going to call.
Get on your phone real quick. Let's take some calls.
Take some calls. Any now calls? Look, what's the number? 4445-559-10-45-67. It is 323. 7424
Now people have been calling.
But we've been ignoring them.
Yeah, we've been ignoring. There we go.
There we go. We got a call.
Watch for the finger. Go ahead. Punch Drunk.
Hi. Punch. You're on with Punch Drunk and Mickey Gall.
Hello.
You're on with Punch Drunk. Where winners win.
Hey, are you guys going to the Legion of Skanks next month?
What's going on with the Legion of Skanks?
I think they're doing a belly room show, is that right?
Two nights at the Comedy Store.
Yep.
Belly room and main room.
28th and
29th. Oh, nice. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to go watch him. I love those guys. It would be a fun thing to watch for sure.
Maybe you can get Big Day to pay off his bet.
Oh, yeah, right. Man. He's got to fucking solicit dick on the internet. Yeah.
He has to put his real phone number on back page.
Yeah, let's do it. He should get. Yeah. So we're going to do that.
What about you, Mickey? Are you going to be out there?
I might be. I got what is the days of that they're doing their show?
The 28th and 29th of March.
Oh, yeah, actually, I do plan on being here. Yeah. I'll be there then.
We will all be there, sir.
Fucking A. All right. Later, guys.
Thank you. Look at that call. Smooth,
quick,
professional.
A professional call.
Get in, get out.
That wasn't somebody dicking around.
I'm going to heckle and strangle Lewis.
Stupid shit.
And put him to sleep.
Yeah, or when they fucking call and they're just like, hey.
I would love to watch
that. I didn't think you're going to answer. Fuck.
It should be one of those pornos where, like, you choke him out and then bang his girlfriend. And
that'd be a good video. How about this, Mickey?
How about this? You start Lewis on stage, and you start, wait, hold on. And you start like this, just like your arms slowly around his neck, like just like that. And then every time he tells a joke doesn't work, you go a little.
And it, what if he, if a joke goes good, can he loosen it a little? Like, can he dig himself out?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Himself out with his lack of talent.
Okay.
You're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Ari Shaffir's here, and he's on the power of Skype. Hello?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having calling in. What do you think of our new studio?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, it's awesome. It's nice to have a nice studio.
Where are you calling from?
Canada, clearly.
Where are you calling from, dude?
Miami, FL. Miami, FL.
Miami, dude.
Miami, Ohio.
Ohio. Ooh.
The worst Miami.
Nice.
No. Miami, where the Cubans live.
Oh,
he's from Florida. Oh, it's Florida. All right, the good Miami.
Great
I've
city.
I've had sex at the bad Miami and the good Miami.
For women, great city for
every
women.
Miami, I get
shitty,
laid.
Shitty town for comedy. Shitty town for comedy. Because they love to just stare at themselves, and they like bad ethnic comedy. Mm. Like anyone.
We're actually getting a new improv. But so I really called to just kind of like talk about more how DC is unlikable, and he's also missing a tooth.
Sure.
So I agree with
he's
Ari.
Missing
there.
A tooth.
He's completely unlikable, and I think
I don't know that against him.
Shit.
All right.
No, I'm with you.
He got everything he wanted for Christmas.
What'd you say, Ari?
He looks like a kid who got everything he wanted for Christmas.
And he's also fat, so I mean...
Hey, dude, I'm really, fat. I mean, ain't judging.
Are they really training there? But you're a comedian, Triple E. I mean, there's a difference.
That's true.
Athlete.
Yeah, you don't have to train all day long.
That is true, dude.
I love when people make athlete a three-syllable word.
Athlete. How is it that he... I mean, I know he trains. You see him training all the time, but he still just has that, like, dad bod.
Well, dude, did you see this last pay-per-view? The farther the fight is from Las Vegas, the weirder the fighters look. Have you noticed that? Like, did you see?
Where was this one at?
This one was in Australia.
Okay.
And, dude, everybody had bitch tits. It was just, it was just everybody has power, and they all, and this French guy got his ass beat by the Samoan dog. Samoans fucking throw, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but man, big they bones. Just looked really uncomfortable. French guys always come in and get their ass. The only French guy to ever do well was that, what's his name that's in Bellator now?
Well, GSP, but he's French-Canadian.
The big black guy, bald dude, was like number one on our...
Chet Congo?
Chet Congo is the only, like, French guy to kick ass.
Chet Congo would fuck me up.
Thanks for calling in, dude.
No, I have one more request.
Okay, what is it?
Can I become the single correspondent from Miami?
Yes, dude. Can you call us when you're banging puss?
Oh,
one
shit,
time,
we got dude? Correspondence again.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Can I like the old days. Guys?
Yeah, you'll just call in.
Yeah,
and
finally, you guys got it fixed.
So you just want to tell us how difficult it is to date in Miami? That's what your angle is going to be?
No, are you going to tell us about all the
Latin puss? How difficult it is. Wait, I can't remember. I'm currently broke, and like Miami's very materialistic, so like unless you have money, you really can't get laid. So I haven't gotten laid in a
Okay.
Also, you're a little bitch. Don't forget about that.
Hey, you should be handsome.
Hey, I'm actually a big fan of Ari. I don't want to appreciate those comments.
Oh,
thank
shit.
You, Stan. Lay off him.
Okay.
Ari, nobody likes Jews.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Jews, Ari said.
I do.
So listen, here's the thing, dude. You're going to bang some puss, and when you're banging puss, you're going to call this number, 323-992-9118, and you're going to leave a voicemail while you bang her, okay?
Hey, wait! Right. Quick question. What's your name other than Miami correspondent?
Oh, Sebastian.
Hang up.
Ask him something else.
I know. That was good, Gal.
He's gotta learn. You gotta learn. You gotta learn, dude. When
it's
you
a
see
new
this,
system. Yeah. It's a new system.
This?
They can't see us anymore.
Sam was always the worst. He was like, Ari, are you gonna watch the Super Bowl? And I'm like, yes.
I know. Well, he would always ask a yes no question.
I got Ari a lot.
I know.
I got. He's acting like I don't get him. I got him.
But you gotta let it go. You do gotta give him a reason to talk. It can't be like a yes no question.
I liked it. Dude, we got more callers, dude. When we gonna get some of the old callers back? Like Jeb. I know Jeb started calling in the Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
And not to mention GSP. What about Ari's? The girl he used to play basketball with. That was always a good one.
That was great, dude. You know what? We're entering the NCAA tournament. It's looking like March is going to be right around the corner, and that's why you got to make some bets. I did some parlays on BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. You go to the website, BetDSI, put in the promo code PUNCH25. You get how much money, dog?
I think it's in the code, but
$25. Yeah, that's, and whatever you put in, they'll double that shit, and you can make that cheddar.
Free money.
Free money. I had a great fucking parlay. Then it went to shit.
We got to do a March Madness thing, too.
We got to do a March Madness thing. We got to do a lot of stuff, man. We got to believe in ourselves.
Guys, you should bet. Betting's fun. That's why people get addicted to it.
Yeah, I love it. Do you bet at all? Do you bet on fights at all?
You can't, can you?
I'm just kind of,
do they make you sign a thing that
says you can't? If I did, I would be BetDSI.
Yeah, that's great.
That's professionalism right there. Yeah, go to BetDSI. Use the code PUNCH25. And it gives you $25
to gamble with. I had, in college, I had a guy on the golf team on Maryland, partial scholarship. He was not allowed to fill out an NCAA pool.
What are you doing, dude?
That's stupid.
That's not... Oh, there it is. Okay. I thought you were going on another thing.
No, we're looking at March Madness.
Oh, okay. Dude, he hates Duke so fucking much. It's unbelievable.
That's the worst.
They got such great players, though. This crop coming in is amazing.
Krzyzewski sucks. It's all one and done, guys.
Do they make you sign a thing?
Have you cornered anybody?
Yeah, I corner a lot of people, yeah.
What like sometimes you listen to corners and like you'll hear what Joe's saying and kind of, you know, how, feel like kind of how Joe's saying, and then you see the corner telling him, what's the most important thing to do when you're dealing with a corner? When you're cornering somebody?
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess just like
lie to him. Dude, you're doing great.
No, just be I think for like technical, and then just when they come to the corner, just calming them down and trying to make the most of that minute rest. So like typically like the first thing you do,
nor your family are safe. I'm a banker.
We can hear that. We can hear it. We gotta get him.
Typically, the first thing you do is you make them take like three deep like breaths. Be like, all right, give me three breaths, and like kind of calm them down. But then you can give them like some sort of instruction or adjustments.
Why do you guys spit in their mouths? Like, you know,
what?
Like weird.
Are you talking about?
About you got it. Go for it, kid.
Do they make you sign a thing that's like you contractually cannot gamble on fights?
No.
They don't have you do anything? I was wondering that.
Yeah, no.
Ari.
So that meaning technically you could?
I think so.
Gamble
yeah, I think,
on
I think
a,
so.
Because you know you can't in baseball. You get in trouble for all that.
Well, you know that Mayweather tried to put money on himself, and they wouldn't let him.
He does a lot, though. Probably in that fight, I'm sure.
Some other guy did it.
On yourself.
But he always, usually does.
But he was picking the round and everything.
I think that's what Pete Rose did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he bet on himself.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Picking the round sucks. Picking the round means like then you're changing the fight.
Yeah.
If you just think you're going to win, you're always
Michael
you're
Jordan try, did it too, for sure.
But it's also, of course, Barkley, they all did. But it's also like a fight like that against Mayweather and McGregor. If I'm Vegas, I'm like, okay, we've let you bet on a lot of your own fights. You're not betting on this one. You're going to fucking tune this guy up. Is there any real gravity to them getting in the octagon?
I don't think so.
I can't imagine any way he would want
I can't
that.
But, dude,
doing that.
Just
they leg
would
kicks
make
alone.
A lot of
leg
money.
Kicks alone, he's done.
Just grappling.
I mean, that's
someone pulls
that's
his leg.
Over.
He's
It's over.
A lot of money.
A turtle
dude.
Without on his back.
They should, like, I have to tap you five times to win this fight.
I would tell you, I bet you they could make $500 million each. People just to watch.
Can I tell you what they really should do? That's who they should have CM Punk fight. Because if CM Punk gets him on the ground, I guarantee CM Punk beats him.
Oh, that's not
but
a
if,
bad
but
fight.
If, but if, but also, but or CM weight? Punk will get his face
are
punched.
Are they same
in.
Weight?
That's
nah.
actually a good point.
Nah. Yeah,
we got another caller.
Weight,
Punk's heavier.
We got another caller. 828. 828, you're on with Mickey Gall, New Jersey's finest.
What's going on, boys?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. We are back. It's official. Cousin Jeb.
Ari, your cousin's on the phone.
No way.
Yes, the guy who saw other podcasts, but
hey,
now
fellas.
The new studio. He's back where he belongs. Punch Drunk Sports. Have you gotten laid? Are you doing drugs? Have you come out?
This
the
is the longest question. We asked you 11 questions.
Actually, no. Hell, it's going up on 10 years, this boy, since I've had some ham wallet. And hell, in about 70 more days, I'll be able to smoke me a goddamn ball bat.
Why? Well, what's going on in 70 days?
I'll be off this fucking probation finally.
Oh, fuck,
damn,
man.
Sorry, buddy.
Wow. Why can't you bang puss, bro?
Well, I've got the game of, like, Bill Cosby. Well, hell, that'd be better game than what I got, though, because, hell, at least he can slip some bits and peels or something. I just ain't got no games, boy, and I really don't go out and look for no pussy, though.
Well, that's that'll
that will suck.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I'll start with that.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jason. Great point. I think you should go out there and just bang, dog. Just throw heat at these chicks. Are you in shape at all?
Yeah, I know all these goddamn... They busting teachers left and right around here, fucking students. I went to school. My damn U.S. history teacher, this fat bitch, used to suck a goddamn football player's dick, give him good luck and stuff. No bullshit. She'd give him a blowjob before every home game for good luck.
Oh, good
and then still get beat.
For good luck.
That's fucking great, dude. I always wanted to know what is the, what is, are there school shootings in schools where teachers fuck their students? I'd say no. Who wants to shoot place up when you had your balls drawn, drained, right?
I just can't understand these little snitchy bastards telling on some of these hot bitches. Like, damn, keep that shit secret and pass that bitch around.
Yeah, because you kind of can blackmail her at that point. She has to show up and suck everybody's dicks. Be like, Mrs. Johnson, either you're going to jail, you show up at her house, and you're sucking every dick in the fucking
eighth grade.
Like, team, did you do your book report? I was fucking you all night. I had no time to do my book report.
Mickey,
I want to see you shut that fucking Colby Covington fuck mouth up. I can't stand that fucking bastard.
You don't like Colby?
Colby talks a lot of shit, huh?
Shit.
Where was he talk shit on Brazilians?
All the Brazilians.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
I love Brazilians though. Have you been down to Brazil?
No, but I've been to American Top Team where they all train. It's a little
Savage.
Heated now.
Oh, really?
A lot of Brazilians train there, and he's been talking shit on all them. So,
but and that's where he trains.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid.
Florida, yeah. It's yeah.
That's like shitting in
Does
your
bed.
Does
he really feel that, or is
no,
he just
I think
using?
He's doing a thing. He's being he's being a character.
Yeah.
You know,
but he's still gonna piss somebody off.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Has Anderson Silva just destroyed his legacy?
No.
Like Brandon Shaw put out, he has to be the worst person at taking PEDs in the world. Like he must be putting it in his fucking macaroni and cheese. Like how he's getting? Was this the fourth time?
Here's a theory you might
he needs
like.
Needs to go
that
to
I
Bellator,
heard.
Right?
I heard he might have done it on purpose. That he wants to retire, wants a break. That's a theory I heard.
What is he? 41?
Yeah. Did one on purpose?
Yeah, they took
failed the test. Get a way out.
But he hasn't fought forever, though.
Because of the shit. Because
right.
He's been trying to fight, but he was supposed to fight. Wasn't he supposed to fight Gastelum when
Bisping
filled in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was asking for a title shot, and he was like, the UFC's been ridiculous. Like, everyone's like, dude, you've lost 4 out of 5. What are you talking
about?
And
then he wanted Bisping or something weird like that.
Yeah. I think he's
Bisping.
Still Mount Rushmore, still legend.
Oh, easily,
whatever.
Dude.
I know. It's just silly right now.
Yeah. Is John Jones on that Mount Rushmore?
Talent-wise, yeah. Okay, but I don't know about accomplishment-wise just because of the longevity.
I don't know. I mean, his potential is.
Yeah, he should be. He should be the
he
the
should
main
be.
One.
Dude, he went through Murder's Row. The only person I think that had anything close to that
but
was
then you gotta go
Fedor
like,
in when he fought in Japan, when all those guys were at the height of their power.
Yeah.
But I think in the way that he's hurt his legacy is in the realm of like, oh, yeah, he did go through all those great fucking fighters, but, I mean, he's been busted a lot for PEDs and for masking drugs. Like, how clean was it? You start doing that shit.
You talking Anderson?
Yep. Or no.
Yeah. Or Fedor.
I'm talking about John Jones.
Oh, Jones, right.
Where I'm saying it's like same thing as like, oh, look at those guys who broke all the home run records. And then 2 years later, they all got busted for steroids. They're like, well, we weren't on them when we broke all those records
right.
And we killed everybody.
Right.
And then we just did... You kind of do that, and I think that to someone like me, I'm like, God, I wish someone like that would just be clean.
I don't care. I mean, I know it affects you, but I put on a show. I guess.
I kind of feel. I mean, I don't know.
I guess it's like comics
him,
when they get mad at people stealing jokes, and you're like, well, I enjoy it. He does it well. It's like, well, that's not the point.
There's a part of me that doesn't care, but there's a part of me that's like, then make that the standard, because if there are people that are playing clean by the rules. It's unfair.
I think stealing jokes is way more fucked up.
Because
you're like, it's almost like stealing your identity. Like, it's kind of like.
Why can't we just have a drug division? where you
fuck yeah, I'd be
you
all
have.
It's called Bellator. It's called Bellator.
Yes.
Just you have to flunk a drug test.
Yeah.
You have to piss fire to fight. Yeah.
It's called WWE.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have, you have to have three drugs in you.
Yeah, yeah.
Three different drugs.
Yep.
Well, you know what's so funny about cocaine? Like they were like, oh yeah, coke and assist. Oh, don't even look at the screen, guys. Don't even look at the screen. Because it's going to get bad. It's going to get bad. Okay. man, I'm glad.
What do you say? Guys, Rorschach test. Rorschach test. What do you guys see? Here?
I see an an elephant playing a tuba.
I see a turkey.
I see a strawberry.
A skateboard.
It's a strawberry, dude. Look at that.
It is a strawberry.
It is a strawberry, dude. I think that's great.
Dancer.
That's great. Oh, we got more calls? Let's just keep taking calls.
I love it. Let's take some
more calls. Hello. It takes a little time, but we're very happy for this. Hello?
Caller.
What's going on, boys?
Who's this? Ooh. Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Utah. Ari, we'll be seeing you next weekend. I just want to say I'm glad to see you guys are in the new studio.
Thank you.
Fuck Ron. He's a quitter. He hasn't called in years.
Right.
And I took off work today to make sure that I said hello to Teeb. Hey, Ari. What's up, Mickey? And fuck you, Sam Tripoli.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
This motherfucker came in hot.
He came in hot. I saw it coming.
He's been waiting a long time.
Damn. Yeah,
when he said Mickey before Sam.
I knew it when he said it.
Was good. Was that Arizona?
No, that was
Utah.
That was Utah. I'm going to have to get the controllers over here. I'm not liking Johnny on it, to be honest
with
you.
How did he have anything to do with that?
I might have to sit over there instead. I'll just be over there.
You would have cut it out early.
I might have to be over there and run it from there.
You know, the only reason that happens is because it bothered you one time.
Yeah, one time.
And now these bozos are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it coming, too. It's just like, I saw it. All right, how long is this
weird
shit?
Face. He's making a weird face.
I've got something coming out now. It might be a hemorrhoid or it might be shit. I'm not really sure.
Dude.
Maybe you guys can look at it for me because I don't have a good idea.
No, actually,
we don't want that.
We're trying to be professional.
This is the real studio. I will look this way.
Now you're making Mickey get on his phone, and that makes me sad. Sad.
Okay, so now this is right post shit. This is the worst it's ever going to be.
Oh my God.
And the thing is, Ari on the board of directors doesn't get a talking to.
Yeah.
Sam and I get a talking to.
And it offends me and it makes me sad. Sam, this yeah. will be on Patreon. What? This
will be on Patreon. Oh, ooh, what? That's very bloody.
Oh, no.
I don't agree with it.
And that's a UFC fighter saying that.
I don't want to see it. It's offensive to
me. You have
me.
A dumb looking dick.
You do. It looks smart. Dick.
My dick is like Dana Cormier.
Dick looks stupid.
I wish on the app you could go to the 5-star reviews, but I can't. They're all old ones. I'll do it next time. Yeah, dude, I'm excited.
A lot of blood.
You love blood.
I don't love it. I've gotten accustomed to it.
You just said I love
will
blood.
Will it ever heal?
A lot of blood.
Oh.
Will it ever heal?
I don't think it will.
Do you think it could, like, really do damage to you?
No. It could do damage when I'm sitting in someone's face. I could drown them, but that's about it. I mean, I could go to jail for that because I knew it could happen.
Can we take that call? Oh,
geez. Oh, they hung up?
I don't know. No, he clicked on him. He fucking clicked on him.
Ugh.
Who has the best body in MMA? I think it's Jessica Eye. She can't beat anybody, but she's got a phenomenal body.
I literally thought we were talking about guys, and I was really trying to think of my right answer. Never even went to my head, female MMA. I was like, who does have the best
body?
That's
a good question. I'm trying to think.
I like the karate hottie.
I'm not
Cupcake
into
Tate was cool, but now she's shoot preggers.
I'm into preggers.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dog. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Cupcake. I could get down with that. Karate Hottie's
cool. I feel like there's a few we're forgetting.
Of course.
Can we pull up some rankings, maybe?
Holly Holm,
yeah,
no.
Pull up the female division.
I don't like ripped abs on a girl.
Oh, yo, yeah. I know who's cool? Kat Zingano.
She is cool, dude.
She's like a real woman. Like
hi, you're on with Punch Drunk. How are you? No.
Look up Kat Zingano. Please.
What? Are we getting rid of these things? Oh, look who's back. Ari Shaffir. Everybody's favorite.
We were trying to take a call and then trying to look something up and trying to keep you on all at the same time.
That's a lot of things.
Hello? 630, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
What's going on, bros?
What up, baby?
What's the word?
What's the word? Yo, first off, I want to congratulate Mickey on that GoPuff commercial. I've seen it everywhere.
Really?
Step one. Yeah, that GoPuff commercial with you sitting in a salsa bath.
Where do you see it, homie?
I want to see it.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, you got to get a smartphone first. Anyway, here's what I really want to talk about. The hottest women the hottest women athletes in the Olympics this year. Whoa. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
Who is it? Is it the awesome? I mean, I like the I'm way into the more summer. I think the hotter chicks are in the summer.
Maybe no, the fucking Austrians, man. They're the winter girls. The Austrian girls are so hot that I'd be like, if you wanted to Holocaust us again, I could understand.
I know you're going to think I'm crazy. There was a Russian curler. I was watching curling last night.
Oh, yeah.
There was a Russian curler that was pretty fucking smoking hot. She kind of looked like Megan Fox a little bit. Kind of Angelina Jolie a little bit. But I was like, oh, all you do is push a fucking 50-pound rock? Yeah, that's her. That was her.
All of this. Sweden, oh, yeah, Denmark, sure. The Netherlands.
Yeah, yeah, look at her eyes.
She has great. Her eyes were striking.
Yeah.
All right. So here's. Do you guys really want to know who the hottest one is? I think personally, okay. Here's who she is. Put this bitch in.
Jesus Christ.
Why does this guy sound like a suddenly British? Like he's fucking at. Go on.
S I L J E N O. E-N-D-A-L.
Can't hear you, Silje Nordahl.
Yeah, she's hot as shit, man. Norwegian snowboarder. She's pretty fucking...
Put in Norwegian snowboarder, chick. Hottie. Hottie.
Yes, Norwegian snowboarder.
Yeah, she's a Norwegian snowboarder.
I mean, she's hot.
Does she need a green card?
She, no, she's good. She's doing all right.
Anyway, just wanted to...
Oh, yeah!
Oh, okay. Shit. That's a Tiger Woods chick right there.
She is gorgeous. Damn.
That's a Tiger Woods. Take half your money. Delicious.
I mean, Lindsay Vonn's been hot too.
No,
this girl is gorgeous.
Yeah, Lindsay Vonn's been around the block.
You guys, I'm telling you, winter's so much better.
You're right, bro. She's
good
she's
call
super
on this
cute.
One.
She is really cute.
I disagree.
You don't think she's cute?
No, I think she's hot. But the notion that winter is better than summer. Is ridiculous.
That's silly. All winter has really is snowboarders.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Look at that.
Boom. Also, one last thing before I drop out, guys.
Yeah,
I love the new studio. It's the best because we get to watch Tripoli text on his phone.
Oh,
you can see that now.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to work on this. We're gonna have to work on this where I can't control. I gotta control the calls. It's getting a little out of control. It's getting.
Are you? Are you thinking of going to a flip phone, Sam? Did I hear right?
Yeah, I am. I'm working on it.
You know, you just go to Best Buy and get
on my phone is because I wanted to see if I could read reviews. That's why, guys. So I could read reviews. But I can't because the app doesn't allow you to do most recent reviews. That's what I'm trying to do.
Why is that?
Well, because Apple is ran by fucking horrible human beings. And they're assholes.
Yeah, but you would think you'd be able to, if you write a review, you should be able to see it. You can't see it till later or something?
Oh, yeah. Can you go see the reviews? Can we see the reviews? Oh, you might not be able to do it on that because this is what a Mac. Oh, it is? It's so weird. So weird. Yeah, it's fine.
Let's see Mickey's commercial.
Yeah, run Mickey's commercial. Let's see.
Yeah, let me see.
Let's see his acting.
You haven't seen it yet?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You jerked off to it multiple times. Shut up.
Nah, man, commercial. I'm way cooler than that.
Commercial.
He is cooler than that.
Oh, let's see it.
Yeah.
Let's see it. Oh, here we go.
Let me see it.
Nice.
Mickey, what the hell? No double dipping, dude.
I'm sorry.
You always do this. You always double dip every time we put something inside of a little kid pool. I'm sick of this, dude. It's like, do you even care about me? Do you care about this friendship? I don't care if you're a UFC fighter, okay? It doesn't mean you don't need to have manners. You know, I'll just go in the sour cream tub.
Does he suck your dick after this right now?
Get out of here, bro. Yeah, all the salsa off me. I had to sit. I peed in that salsa pool like three times.
I know a lot about fighting too.
I let him come in.
Salsa pool.
She imaginary.
Did you pee in it?
Yeah.
You should have.
I'm sorry.
Shut up, for sure.
Just drown him.
That was great acting.
Thank you.
You improv, but stayed within the character. It was realistic choices. You blew that guy out of the water.
How long did it take you to get all the salsa off of you?
One shower.
Did you guys shower together?
No.
That guy definitely wanted to suck your dick, for sure. For sure. How many people are on this line? Look at all the numbers up there.
We only got 5 minutes left.
All right, man. How do you want to? You want to talk a little baseball to get Aaron fucking?
No. It's February 13th. We're not talking about baseball right now.
Today's the first catchers and pitchers.
Shut up. Come on.
Yeah, take a call. Since Ari doesn't want to talk about anything, saggy diaper. Hi, 760. You're on with Mickey Gall.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love the show.
I don't care
anything about sports, but I still watch every Tuesday.
Nice, because you get it. You get it.
Awesome. Perfect. So, Sam, I noticed that there's a Chumex episode of Tinfoil Hat coming up, another one. What's that topic about?
We just talked about, being an underground rapper, how he picks up chicks, and we talk about these new rappers that are out. These fucking mumble rappers and this new movement to gangster rap. Like this Mexican that signed out of fucking New York is like a fucking clown. So we talk a lot about that. About just how rap and comedy is very similar too. It's a good episode, dude.
Nice.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you. Can't wait. The last episode was great.
Oh, appreciate it.
You still doing that Comedy Store Ghost Hunt?
Yeah, we are. That was a great
Tinfoil Hat call. That was a good timing. That was a good timing.
That was a Tinfoil call. We're trying to do it. They got me and Steve Lee and Ryan are going to spend the night at the Comedy Store overnight.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to ghost chase.
All right, good luck. I spent the night over there. All I do is barf chase.
Barf chase?
I believe that. I
was pretty drunk and I passed out in the back and then I woke up and the alarms were on so I couldn't leave.
All right. That's great.
I did catch the barf in the end.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, because you believe in yourself. That's why.
Speaking about barfing, I will be in Australia mid-April till the very beginning of May.
Nice. I'm very happy for you, dude. I'm really happy that I'm shooting my special March 25th.
All right. Even though you don't know it, you're in the new episode that's coming out of 92.7 The Pod. You're on a show called Dancing with the Not Stars.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a contestant on there.
I love it.
Sam, why are you on your phone?
Because I'm trying to read the reviews. What else we can talk about. Yeah, I can't get these. What are you
calling the album? No, we'll bring it up then.
Sam. It's not an album. It's a special. Yeah, what are you calling? I don't know. It might be Pale Horse. Might be Zero Fucks. Might be
How about this? How about this? I don't know if you do this bit anymore, but how about Call Me Nigger?
That is one of your classics.
Yeah, people get weird when I talk about that now on stage. It just these kids are so sensitive. It just sucks. They're just so sensitive.
Dude, it'd be a killer title for a fucking special.
If Sam somebody Tripoli. Gives us $10,000 a month for the next 5 years on Patreon, you can name Sam's album a special. You think right, about yeah. that, dude.
Let's I'm end the show.
That's $120,000 a year for the next 10 years. That's $1.2 million.
I changed my name to the M-word. I would.
I know a lot of people that are already calling you that. So they're ahead of the game.
Guys, this has been a great thing. We love you with all our heart. That's a great shirt. This guy fucking gets it. Yeah, show him the shirt. Get the fucking shirt. Buy the shirt. Buy our shirts. Leave us reviews. Ari didn't sleep today.
Ari, well done.
That was too much.
Well done for being awake the entire episode.
The new studio is great. Congratulations.
Great job, Fight Nanny. Great job.
Great job, Johnny. Great job, fucking dude over there. You know who you are.
Aaron is his name.
Aaron. Great job, Pollyanna, for chilling like a villain. Mickey, now you're out here a lot. We want you on the show as much as you do.
Yeah, come hang out for sure.
You're always welcome, and we'll hang out. We'll bang puss, bro. Bye, guys.
Mickey, could you be both of them in an arm wrestling contest?
Who? He's
at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he could.
Okay.
Suck it.